Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 26th of January 2026. Today's topic is prayer, praise, and peace. Our text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 24. Verse 21, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another." Verse 24, "And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and, behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped." Key verse, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22. "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." Jehoshaphat enjoyed great peace during his reign as the king of Judah. This does not mean that his reign was free from war and mistakes. Though he had great army, yet he trusted God as the unfailing source of deliverance from his enemies. His many victories over great and bitter enemies were because he chose to make use of the uncommon weapons. These weapons were prayer, praise, and trust in God. He was one man who never forgot to pray and praise God in his time of trouble. He seemed to learn from experience that prayer and praise were the only weapons his foes could never overcome. His life of praise was second to that of King David among the kings of Israel. Where other kings in Israel failed and lived in bondage to the heathen kings around them, Jehoshaphat succeeded because he learned to trust in God. With God, prayer and praise give rise to peace. The world we live in is full of troubles and problems. Therefore, you must not forget prayer and praise. When failure, fear, lack, sickness, temptations, and other problems of life come your way, the things you should remember are prayer and praise. Prayer and praise draw the mighty hand of the Almighty God into your battles. And God will arise and help you and give you peace. Prayer for today. Lord, in my time of trouble and fear, teach me to pray and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 28 to 30. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.